American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day! This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the internet for Monday, May 10th, 2008. And you are listening to Newsreel, the Wild Global Sitrep for Corporatical Tyranny, Technology, and Trends for your headspace and timing. RAND Media is taking a stand for free speech today, and just by listening and distributing this program, you are too. You can follow along with all of these stories, and you can check my facts by going to my live journal, and you can get to my live journal by going to Sean_Kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free podcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, SRN1, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Pure Rock Radio, and Radio Red Mercury. As well, if you happen to be one of those people involved with Second Life, you can get us at Node Marcel Grid 23011994. So, by all means, swing on by, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But now, my beautiful and talented co-host, Samarian.
Yeah, back again this week.
Which is why you have the title of co-host.
Yes. Right. That's because, right. I'm not always here.
You're not always there, but, you know, you're beautiful. You're talented. Speaking of beautiful and talented, which has nothing to do with beautiful and talented, it kind of does. I got some love mail, you know, which is good. It's nice to have love mail. It's nice to have people
nice.
Who, you know, take the time, spend a little bit of, you know, effort to let us know that what
saying,
we're doing.
You are great. You are great. You are great.
Yeah, you rule. You know, because I get a lot of people commenting. You know, I get a lot of people who think that I'm not smart.
Yeah, we like the show, but
you're not smart. You're not smart.
I disagree.
None of your ideas are any good. You suck.
You're wrong.
You're wrong, Sean. You're wrong.
Let me correct you.
Let me correct you on what you're thinking on your journal. You know, it's funny because we have a forum.
Yes.
You know, and I was thinking about, like, disabling all the comments and then forcing everyone to go to the forum so they could start up, like, the forum chapter called, like, Sean Sucks. And then they could all go in there and bitch
Sean
about
SeanSucks.com.
Sean sucks, man. He's horrible.
Yeah. But people like your journal, and they want to comment.
Yeah, and they want to make little, you know, snide remarks and whatever. And they evaluate.
You do have the no button, don't you? You can have.
I like this writing. I want to see more of it. Signed, the internet. Yeah, be quiet. You know, seriously. But how do you go online? I mean, really, it's kind of a paradox, right? You can't really go online, post all this stuff, and then get mad when people comment and they don't happen to like your stuff. Right? Because if that was the case, why didn't you just turn off comments and just, you know,
exactly.
One-way thing? Right?
Well, you could always just approve the nice ones and everybody else can go to the forums and bitch.
Well, that's kind of what I do.
You could.
You know,
I do that.
I do that. I usually go through it. I'm like, no, you didn't like me. No, you didn't like me.
Not enough love.
Not enough love in your post. Yes. If you love me, I'll post it. But if you don't love me, I don't want to go read my comments on my live journal. You know, and I'll see, like, oh, I'll check my comments. I'll be like 35 comments and there'll be like four. That love you.
Four good ones.
So I don't want to remember the other 31 that were shitty.
Right.
I want to remember the four that were nice people.
That's right.
Yeah. Dear Sean.
There's nothing wrong with that, I think.
I'm in prison right now, but I agree with you. Awesome. Great. That's really good. Yeah. Feeling good about my fan base there. But no, generally, I usually find that the people who agree with me are better.
Than the others?
Yeah, they're usually much...
That's how it works. Yeah.
They're higher quality people, generally, I find. The people who agree with
better
Sean...
Better educated?
Yeah, they're better at... Well,
upper
clearly,
class?
Clearly.
Yeah.
You know, and they've
raised right.
Well, it's not
their
that
parents did a good job.
Well, sometimes even not. I mean, I just think that they've probably suffered enough to realize there's a little bit of wisdom in some of the things I'm saying versus,
that's
you know...
That's right. They're more
the
mature.
People, well,
they've lived enough
they absorb,
that they know.
You know, they don't just accept what Noam Chomsky says, you know, as being gospel. Because, I mean, how much about politics does a linguist really know? Because the guy's got a doctorate in linguistics. Let's not forget that.
So he can convince you of anything.
Well, he can argue to a standstill. You know, just because my kung fu and verbal linguistics is mighty doesn't mean that I'm
Let's break down that sentence that you just said.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn it around
you know,
on you.
And just because I can argue you until you're blue in the mouth. You know, that's why I thank God for guns.
Yeah.
You know,
I just saw Thank You for Smoking the other day.
Oh, did
Excellent
you?
Movie.
What is
and
that
it's
about?
Kind of related to what you just said.
Oh.
There's a guy, the main character in the movie,
right,
is a lobbyist for the tobacco corporations.
Right.
And he is a verbal linguist. He is a master.
Oh,
master.
Really?
You would love this movie.
Oh, really?
Really, really good. So
oh,
anybody
okay.
out there, there's some Recommedia for you.
Yes.
Thank You for Smoking.
Thank You for Smoking.
Very tongue-in-cheek.
Right.
Playing the devil's advocate kind of thing
right.
for all the big...
Well, it won some awards, didn't it? Or it was up for a
oh,
bunch of
better
awards.
Have.
Yeah, it was up for a bunch of awards.
It was
remember,
very
Thank
good.
You for Smoking was like the big buzz film for a while there. It was really, really
yeah.
interesting.
My significant other forced me to watch it. And I wanted to watch it anyway.
Your significant other? She's
yes.
your fiancé.
Fiancé.
My fiancé! Once again, the fiancé, yes. But, yeah, it's a fiancé, man. It's
yeah.
not the significant... Well, can you be a significant other and...
She's very significant.
She's very significant. Are you saying she's an insignificant other?
Yeah, what are you saying, Sean?
What are you saying, Sean? I'll kick your ass! Let's get...
Leave me outside!
Leave me outside! After class, you're so dead.
That the was smoking the, pit.
That was like the worst of it. You know, that was actually the biggest problem about getting shit kicked at school. It wasn't actually the shit
That's
kicking.
Right.
It was the anticipation of you're dead after class, and then the entire
There's a
class,
whole movie on that, actually.
Oh, really?
3 o'clock high.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's the whole movie is the anticipation, watching the clock, great zoom-ins to the clock.
Right.
And yeah, it's the big bully, and it's like 3 o'clock.
Right.
Outside.
Outside.
And the whole school gathers at 3 o'clock.
Of course, to watch, you know, somebody
the big
get,
fight.
Get eaten.
This total geeky guy get beaten, right?
Does he win?
Yes.
Good.
He does in the end.
Does
yeah.
he go to the shop class and make himself a machete, all MacGyver, and then just open the guy up like a...
He plans on doing that kind of thing throughout
right.
it, but he gets foil and in the end.
So you're not yeah. going to have, like, the Columbine movie.
No, it's not like that's very... It's 80s, tongue-in-cheek, kind of funny.
But it's called 3 O'Clock. Yeah, that's right. It's an older movie. Yeah,
I should
see if I can get that.
Yeah, you have to forgive it for its 80-ishness.
Forgive
just
me.
Just made a new word.
Forgive me, Father, for my 80-ishness. That's fucking awesome. That's almost as good as Powderfy.
Powderfy.
Yeah, it's totally, this is sold. It's completely powderfied. It's like, it's what disintegration should be.
You pick it up, it just falls through your fingers.
It's like it disintegrated the target. Fuck that, it powderfied the target, man. Because you think disintegrate, what does it look like? But if you say powderfy, you
know
what's left. It's a pile of fucking powder.
That's right.
Hence,
it's nothing.
Powderfy.
Nothing solid.
That's got to be worth 150, 200 points of Scrabble. Powderfy.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking powder fine. There's a bunch of words
cues,
like that.
But,
and all you got to do is use them.
Yeah,
all
over
you gotta
and
do,
over.
Over and over again. Eventually, there they are.
They're
in
validated.
In your lexicon, good to go.
Yeah.
You built it. So what do we call that? What was the term you used? It was the 80-ishness.
80-ishness of it all.
The 80-ishness of it all. Cannot go wrong. Max Headroom, God bless him and his 80-ishness.
He's got some 80-ishness
he's
there.
He's got hardcore 80-ishness, man. He's got like ruling class 80-ishness that Max Headroom does. Oh, hell yeah. All right, well, check this out. We
okay.
got some theory.
Oh, this
hey,
is
Sean.
The love. Okay.
Yeah, this is more love. We got some real love on this one. Mm. Hey, Sean and or Sim.
And or
Sim.
So it could be just me.
It could
me.
Be just you. Or,
ooh.
Yeah, we could pimp that for another 10
cool.
minutes, but we're not going to.
Okay.
Just wanted to tell you about Rant Radio's effect on me.
Ooh.
Mm. Four years ago. That's long.
2004. Okay, yeah,
Internet
it is.
Time. You know, 2 years is equal. What is it? 2 years is what? Every 18 months, it doubles.
Something
so,
like
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's right.
Every 2 years is 20 years or something.
Throw some math
well,
at it.
You know, whatever. It's Amway math. He's been online for 7,000 years. 4 years ago, I stumbled upon one of your Winamp video streams in an episode of SKTFM. Watched it, thought you were hilarious, and went about my daily life for another 2 years before I heard your name pop up again. This is really bad when he's like...
I hear that over and over again. I saw you. Then I forgot about you for 2 years.
And then you showed up again, and I'm like, whoa. And I realized you were Jesus. And I'm like, well, wait now. So anyway, he goes on. He says, went about my daily life for another 2 years before I heard your name pop up again. This time, I stumbled upon an episode of Newsreel and got hooked. Speed along to present day. And I've dropped from a BMI, this is your body mass indicator,
right.
of 25.3% to 9.6% plus or minus 6%.
Wow.
Which means that he's essentially Bruce Lee.
I
bench an average of 250 pounds, which is what I weigh.
Ooh.
113 kilograms. I have a secondary black belt in Taekwondo, and I'm starting to receive weapons training from several sources. I dropped out of high school, but to complete my high school degree at the community college, and I have most of my bachelor's degree finished in comp sci and business.
He's not attributing all of this to us, is he?
19 years old, I'm happier now than I've ever been. I'd like to say thanks, in a large way, to Newsreel and Patrolling. And that was sent in from Prodigy.
Ooh, that's some heavy stuff.
That's some heavy shit. It's like, hey, Sean, When you first met me, I was a 100-pound weakling. Now, I can kill bears with my teeth. I can fly. I'm leading my own religious movement. Soon you will know my name. Thank you. Thank you.
Glad he's on our side. Let's
yes.
Just say
good.
That.
You know, yeah. Never mess with the power of the Wogs, man. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who all they need sometimes is just some nameless voice, some guy who they respect, who they think they laugh. To give them permission to be awesome.
Yes.
You are cool. You are cool. You know what? And it's like, or sometimes it's the other way around. It's like, oh, I'm striving. I'm going to try so hard. You know, no, you failed. I'm sorry, you failed. You're now free to do whatever you want. Okay, embrace your failure, accept, have a cry, and then recognize you're not anybody's slave. Don't allow yourself to be guilted along. Don't allow yourself to be, you know, manipulated by what you think you should be, could be, want to be doing by based upon expectations of other people. That's where that whole Voltaire thing comes from, you know, to care what other people think is to be controlled by them. That's good to a point. That's good to a point. You got to kind of care. You can't be walking around with no pants on. You know, eventually you wind up on an episode of Cops. Not so good, right? You know, put your pants on. No, ride the lightning. You know, not so good.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, cop. Yeah, well, while you're putting on your pants, have some ass whipping. So not so good. We'll put the ass whipping cream on your ass, and that'll be it.
We'll throw you in a cell and some pants and let you out when you get your pants on.
And you can ride the lightning. And believe me, if you're in a cell, you want to be wearing some pants. You know, walking around, no pants, jail.
Gets cold.
Kind of inviting. You know, look at how you're dressed. You know, really, you got to think about these things. You know,
that's true, yeah.
Don't walk around late at night with a miniskirt while in jail. Not a good idea. You know,
Just inviting trouble, really.
Not so bright. But, hey, Prodigy, I'm glad to hear it, you know, because it's stuff
that's
like
good
that. Because for all these idiots who, you know, come up to me and are like, Sean, you're misleading people. Have you helped anybody?
Exhibit A.
Yeah, have you done anything at all? Have you helped anyone even remotely?
Somebody come up to you and shook your hand and say, you really helped me.
Have you had blind people send you letters from all over the world saying that you've opened their eyes to like an entire galaxy? You know, have you done that? No. Why don't you enjoy a nice cup of shut the fuck up and sit down, okay? Because you know what? I'm trying to do some good over here. Mm-hmm. And if you don't happen to agree with me, that's okay. I may not, you know, post your comment on my live journal, but it's okay. Yeah. And the idea, a lot of the stuff, some of the stuff I say, I don't believe. And people know that. If they know me, they know that.
Devil's advocate.
Yep. Got to make you think.
Yep.
Got to make you think. Got to, you know, what's the good if we all get.
Yeah, if you're getting mad about something, you're getting mad about something.
You're getting mad about something. We can't all be sitting around with a cosmic hand job on the go, oh, do you like me? I like you. You like me? That's
like
great. We're a writer support group. We're all going to talk about how much we love each other. And
I loved
grows.
Your last poem. It was really good.
Yeah, you got to sharpen steel against steel, man. Yep. You got to do it. Somebody's got to be harder than somebody else. And right now, there's nobody harder than me because I am the fucking man. All right, dear Sean Sim, a while back, I wrote in about wanting to contribute to Rant Media in a meaningful way. Your response in was encouraging and requested me to be part of the Rant Media. Must not be a money making venture. Has not been a problem.
Good.
With this in mind, I would like to announce, with your AOK first, that Rant Media now has a presence in Second Life. It's called a group forum called Rant Media Voice. Inspired by your recommended media, Sean, I read the book Snow Crash. Which, you know, I'm like an apostle for that book. It's amazing.
I read it, too.
I gave it away. I gave it away to...
Sean convinced me to read it, too.
Yeah, it's an amazing
great.
Book. It's Yeah, it's what...
Cyberpunk.
It is the greatest cyberpunk book ever written. With that fact, I am now an After Now fan. Oh, and some ass-kicking by my wife to shut the fuck up or get off my ass or do something about it. Rant Media now has a modest piece of virtual property in Second Life where fans can meet in the virtual world to communicate both in text, chat, and with the new in-world voice technology that's twice the quality of Skype.
Awesome.
So this is very neat because I've long been a fan of having, you know, some sort of a virtual online presence. It's very difficult to do, though.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
You know, you have to be aware.
You have to know how to
work
the system.
I haven't done a lot of stuff with Second Life. I was a little bit, you know, I didn't want to throw in with anyone. But, you know, they've been around for a while now.
Yep.
Being a Rant Media fan myself, I'm sure many of your fans share the following feeling. Probably.
There's probably a lot of Second Life players
there's lots
in Rant land.
And if there's not, there's going to be.
Exactly.
Whenever,
reason to sign up, maybe. I don't know.
This is brilliant. Whenever you talk about Rant Meet you're holding, something like that, the 10th anniversary get-together, we all sit back for a few moments toying with the possibility of hopping on a plane and flying out to join. But the reality, our bank accounts and other issues really drags us back to the real world, where we find ourselves staring at office windows wishing this were not the real world. So, you know, very true. Because if you've got Second Life, we could have like a screen up. We could have like.
We will have a screen.
We'll have the virtual thing there. We'll have a direct feed so the guy sitting inside of the place there, they'll be able to see it. I mean, this is brilliant. Like the Black Sun in Snow Crash. That was the name of the bar in Snow Crash. And we had one in VRML. Somebody built the Black Sun. It was beautifully done. The people who put the work into it, it was just. It was kind of a shame it didn't catch on. But anyway, if you can't meet in the real world, you can always find Birds of a Feather here. Location, please see the image attached, which I've got a picture of it here, which is really nice.
Nice.
You can find the place at the following node. It's at following node Marcel, grid 2301199-4. Or do an in-world group search for Rant Media Voice. Description. It's a modest place with a card game called Bullshit that people can play. Places to sit. Radio station for the area is tuned 24/7 to Rant Radio. The movie screen is currently plays movies like Reefer Madness of an Army of Darkness. I'm currently working on how to get it to stream Rant Media video.
Very cool.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, Max. If you can't get that happening soon, I mean, I would also recommend, you know, the entire Max Headroom line, old
Perfect.
Episodes of The Prisoner,
Perfect.
The Avengers, old Avengers episodes from England. Yep. What else would be good cyberpunk stuff? Well, of course, you know...
All the movies, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a billion stuff. I mean, Bab 5, whatever. Cost! Second Life is free for anyone who wants to explore and create the worlds within. It's only the landowners like myself that make up about 10% of the population that incur a monthly or yearly cost. It's similar to a website that owners were paying for server space and bandwidth. This is my donation to Rant Media. Also, Second Life has gone open source and is available on Mac and Linux now. This, and the fact they've all released intellectual property rights to the people, so the Rant Media brand is protected, is why I chose Second Life, or to put it your way, Sean, push with the cock you got. Name. Lastly, I have a request. The place does not have a name yet, and I was wondering if that camp you guys put together in the woods during Y2K had a name. Barring that, maybe a digital baptism of sorts. And he's got a picture here of this like little fire base he's made, and he's got like the little
raised
canopy
up
on it.
And yeah, kind of a lookout point.
Got a big flag saying "Don't hate the media, become the media." You know, which he's embracing. I mean, this is brilliant. I'm completely.
I didn't know it was free, so anybody can just go in.
Anyone can just show up.
That's
awesome.
I mean,
what an awesome way to meet people and to like just spread the virus. I mean, this is fantastic. I was totally blown away by this.
Yeah, I'm going to put the grid coordinates up on the Rant Media site so people can go there. Just click on community and it'll be there in like tomorrow.
Awesome. And not only that, well, by the time you hear this.
No, by the time, it'll be there.
Yeah, by the time you hear this, it'll be there. Not only that, but I'm going to keep that grid coordinates and the broadcast coordinates inside the show format.
Nice.
So every time people download the show, they want to know about Second Life, they can get on. Hey, I know Second Life. I can play that. You know, everyone knows about Second Life.
Yeah.
So now everyone can get out there. This is really taking in bleeding edge stuff. So if you want a name for that place, you betcha. I got a name for you. It was a name I was going to choose for the firebase I was going to build up here. I've always joked about it. I always like the names, and I'd like to name your place this. I'd like to call it Hunker Downs. Like, you know, when you got like the horse downs, Shamrock Downs or whatever. This one's Hunker Downs, meaning that you go somewhere and hunker down, that you would like build up your sandbags, totally just, you know,
fortify.
You fortify, you hunker down, and that's what you meet you on Second Life at Hunker Downs. It's a great name. I love it. And I hope you like the name too. If you do like it, you're more than welcome to lose it. To lose it.
Lose it or use it. There you go.
Use it or lose it, baby. To conclude, I have put money and time where my mouth is, so I'm now looking for your... What I'm looking for now is your support to get this message out to the fans on Newsreel. I nervously await your reply. This is from Bald Traveler, who's known as Bald Traveler Shan in Second Life. So, Bald Traveler, good work, man. I mean, that's... This guy, I mean...
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's an amazing amount of work he's done. And what a huge testament. I mean, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
set up a virtual... place.
Well, and plus to accredit us with all this stuff, and for him to, you know, we may have been somewhat of the, you know, providing some paint here, but you're the architect, you're the carpenter who built it all, and we might have added a bit of flavor, but well done.
That's
well
excellent.
Done. Yeah, I just wanted to say that. So absolutely, you know, people, if you want to go check it out, if it's free, doesn't cost you anything, and it's I'd like to actually get more involved in the virtual worlds. You know,
well,
I'd
there's
like to
a perfect place. Then I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, for sure. And so I haven't sent this guy an email back yet. I'm sure he's probably going to be listening to the show.
He says he listens to Newsreel, doesn't he?
So well, if he's not, he'll
find out.
Somebody who knows him.
Somebody's going to walk
into like,
his place.
Dude, you're going to need to
check out episode.
You'll be all hanging out Second Life. Oh, they don't love me. All of a sudden, he's like,
crowds come.
You know, it'd be awesome.
Let us in.
Yeah, you know, thousands. My millions of Second Life
They're
fans.
Falling off the platform.
That's
There's
right.
too many people.
Seething mass. Make it stop.
Zombies knocking at the door.
You betcha. Fantastic. I don't know much about Second Life. I've seen some of the new virtual world interfaces, though, that are coming out of Japan, and some of those are pretty spick. Speaking of stuff that's coming out of Japan, we got a chance to take a look at that OLED display, that little Sony one.
Oh, tonight. Yeah.
We actually saw it, like, real world.
Yeah, new tech.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit much to pay, you know, $2,500 for something with a size...
11 inches.
With an 11-inch screen. I'm like, wow!
It's nice,
it's
but.
Really pretty, but it's not $2,500.
I won't be the beta tester,
I want something with a bigger screen than my Asus Triple E if I'm going to be spending, you know, 200 and fucking...
Yeah, more than a laptop just the screen.
Yeah, it's retarded. So, I mean, but beautiful.
Oh.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful. The
colors, sexy screen.
The
you know.
Colors were amazing. On
the
it.
Colors. Oh, my God. Of course, I had to drag Sim out of the store because he's
but,
like, you know.
But,
I want. It's so bad. You know, having a bad crack tech addiction.
It's just, bad. It's expensive.
It is a bad habit to have. It's more expensive than heroin, really.
It is.
Dear Sean, I was listening to Newsreel and I heard you say something about evolution and how humans have managed to get the whole deal to work backwards. That got me thinking about a conversation I had with my drill sergeant back a couple of weeks ago in basic training.
Ooh.
Humans have always been at war with each other, just a matter of course. But this is done to create a massive gap between the strong, physically, mentally, and spiritually, and the weak. The way this works is thus. We train up our best and strongest to go fight and die. The strong and the lucky ones come back, and the strong, not-so-lucky ones don't. Perpetuating this cycle. If you eventually wind up with a culture that kills off its best, those who are not suited or prepared for war stay back and repopulate the nation. Especially in a modern age that has sent soldiers that are not only physically strong but capable of manipulating complicated military machinery and making very difficult on-the-spot decisions. The end result is a society with a sizable population prepared to go to war and fight, and even a larger contingency that has historically been unsuited for fighting in the hardships of war. Not any better or any worse, but totally separate in their uninherited mentalities. Morlocks and Eloy with a twist. Of course, that's just what I think. Terusa, the Ronin alien kitten. P.S. Thanks for doing everything you've done in the internet community. Newsreel is about the only thing that kept me going here at AIT, basically Army Tech School, as I wait for classes to open up. These weeks sure did get long with nothing to do and no good entertainment. Thanks again, Guy. Yes, that's true. I get a lot of mail from guys in the Army who have no real cash. They can just get an internet access. If you can get a pipe, man, I'll feed you the good shit while you're sitting
there. Lots of entertainment.
There's nothing worse than sitting in a shack full of empty bunks, man, and you're the only guy up there. You feel like you're in the Matrix waiting for the construct to start
really?
The game. Yeah,
yeah,
it's a fucked up feeling. So, you know, hey, I'm glad for all the servicemen and women out there who get copies of the show, and I hope the show gets sent to, like, any Marine and stuff like that, guys who burn discs and send it overseas to the boys who are doing the job. You know, hey, there's a lot of people, especially online. I mean, being a soldier, you don't want to go online, really,
yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, the Ron Paul, you know, hardcore pacifist, you know, everybody, they
you
all,
get angry.
They hate you because you're a soldier. They're like, don't you think about this politics shit? You know, and they attack you with that shit, and that's just not good. You know, it's just not a positive thing to do.
No.
I agree with everybody's got to have, you know, some degree of free speech. Mind you, this brings me to another thought. I mean, I've been thinking a little bit about thought crimes lately. Whether or not they really exist. And I've always been a proponent of the fact that thought crimes do not exist.
No.
Right. Thought crimes are, you know.
They do exist in law.
Well, the thing is, I'm beginning to believe that maybe there is such a thing as
there's
a thought.
Intent. Right?
No. I mean, maybe there are some ideas
that
are so bad that they're just bad ideas.
To even think them.
Yeah. Because if you know, this gets back onto some ideas. Now, what you focus on expands, right? Like, so let's say if...
Yeah, it rolls around in your mind.
That's right. Now, let's say I'm worried that, you know, my dog hates me. Okay. Eventually, I'm going to start thinking about, what if my dog hates me? And then you start looking for reasons. And when the dog doesn't come when you call him the first time, eventually you're thinking, well, see, that's,
reinforces
that dogs hate
me. Must hate me.
Right. Now, when you have concepts like this and you apply it to, say, like, I don't know, just pick something out of the air, pedophiles. So you've got, like,
Wow, that's so random.
Well, you know, I don't talk about it very much, but it's true, you know?
That's true.
So you got to think, like, is the whole concept of, you got two guys sitting there talking about, you know, pedophilia.
Yeah.
Is that illegal? Huh?
See, not right now.
Well, no. not right now, right? But I'm thinking there is some stuff like Scientology.
Yeah.
Nothing positive there. Nothing positive there. Is that a thought crime? You see, if you start teaching crazy shit. Nazis espousing white supremacist literature. Hate crimes. Hate crimes are thought crimes.
Yeah, no good in Canada.
No
States,
good.
You can do it.
But
you're not allowed to espouse hate in Canada.
Oh, really?
It's a crime.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Because in the States, you're allowed because they have a stronger freedom of speech.
Well, I know in Canada there was that guy who got the white guy.
who got shot down.
That
because
guy.
No, no, it was a white guy who said that, oh, yeah, the Holocaust didn't happen.
Okay, yeah.
And they hung him for it, you know. And I think he was a British dude. Of course, there's all the radical Muslim imams who also say that the Holocaust didn't happen either. Ooh. But they don't seem to bother with those guys because they're radical Islamic, you know, Muslim nuts. Okay. But not that all Muslims are nuts.
No,
you
just
know, my barber.
Yeah,
a lot of people they seem to think I have a problem with Muslims. I don't. I treat Muslims the same way as I treat, you know, Christians.
I know some too.
Jews, crazy people. You know, yeah. People, you know, bang their face off the floor worshiping whatever idols they want. You know,
that's
good for
cool.
you. Hey,
yeah.
Fill your boots. Don't
knock
you
yourself
know,
out.
Don't go clit carving on prepubescent girls in foreign countries. That upsets me. Okay, don't do that. Don't, you know, dress your women in beehive outfits and try to make my woman dress in a beehive outfit. That's a bad idea.
Yep.
Now, apparently, this is happening in Denmark and London and these areas, that women who aren't Muslim are starting to walk around with headscarves and stuff like that because, apparently, they're getting jeered at if they don't.
What?
Yeah. Apparently.
Jeered at?
Yeah, because, because if you dress like a whore...
Yeah,
you see, then you're asking for it, right?
Well, there's a difference between dressing like normally, dressing like a whore, and wearing a beekeeper's outfit.
Well, yeah. So I guess they kind of want people.
Were they going to one extreme or the other?
Yeah, you're supposed to be dressing more, you know. So a lot of people are doing it just to avoid the hassle. Mm. Now I'm just thinking that, you know, that seems a little bit crazy to me because if I'm walking down the street randomly and there's a pack of guys. Color indiscriminate. Hell, I could be Zatatochi, okay? I'm totally blind. There's a woman walking with me. I can tell because I smell the perfume. And there's a pack of guys who all of a sudden start calling her a whore.
Yeah.
Now, at this point, any self-respecting wog has got to make a call where he's like, am I going to stand here and tolerate this woman being accosted by this pack of jackals? You know, it's not a religious thing.
Yeah.
You just don't treat women that way. Now, I've been called a sexist for that. Mm-hmm. Because I open doors for women and stuff. And I believe women are sacred. I do. I'm a weird guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that they can create life and stuff with a little bit of my help, but not really a lot.
They're a self-perpetuating machine.
They are. You know, they've got a little factory inside of them that
That's
makes
right.
more.
That's right.
You know, and it's interesting. You know, it's a pretty cool concept. You know, really. So, you know, everybody had a mom currently. You know, you should have at least a degree of some respect for women. I'm going to go way away. Whoa, Sean.
That's crazy. That's so retro.
Archaic. Oh, my God. I can't believe the sexist shit you're speaking now. But, yes.
But they're not equals.
So, you know, if I see some guy, and, you know, sometimes I think people give the South a bad name. I really do. You know, because if you go down to the southern, some areas in the southern states, yeah, they got some fucked up stuff going on down there, okay? There's a lot of racial hatred going on. We got to get past that. So if we could, like, delete that, right? Delete hatred, right? That's
good,
gone.
It's a good sound. Good that sound. Was really good.
Thank you. I've been working on that. So, you know, you delete the sound, right? Or you delete the racism.
Yeah.
Right? You get that out of there. Okay, well, let's get over the whole you're white, I'm black, whatever. Okay, let's get over that. But, you know... You wouldn't walk down the street in Alabama. Even the most snaggle-toothed redneck dude ever would be walking down the street, and they'd be like, even, you know, some ugly woman walking down the street, and a back of guys are like, wow, you're a whore. He'd be like, whoa, dude.
I don't think that happened down there.
No. Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think, and it's not a race. People are like, well, that's just racist. No, it's not. There's no racism here. And then there's the whole reverse racism thing. Now, the weird, funny thing about being Canadian is that we don't really get a lot of exposure to racism. I didn't know anything about racism until I went to the prairies and I saw, like, you know, the racial tension between, like...
Yeah, I don't see very much of it here.
No, in Vancouver,
because
we're
very
much
diverse here in Vancouver.
Yeah, well, we're super, super, we're crazy diverse, which is fine, as long as everybody just recognizes that, okay, you're a person, I'm a person, you don't get special rights, I don't get special rights, we all have the same rights, welcome to equality.
Yeah.
Equality is a great idea. Love equality, good plan. Provided everyone's equally respected, you know, you got some equality going on here. But, like, you know, when the Sikhs refuse to meet the Pope because the Secret Service is saying that, you know, we're not going to let you near the Pope with a big knife. Mm. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's part of our religious garb. Noted. You're not getting near the Pope.
Sorry, your religion doesn't allow you near the Pope.
Like, what happens if one crazy dude Could you imagine the shit fallout that would occur if some Sikh took his knife and stuck the Pope with it? Holy shit, dude. Like, oh, man, that didn't just happen, man. I'd be like changing the channel and shit. I'd be like, well, I know I don't need to watch any more of this because I know it's going to be on CNN in 20 minutes. Yeah.
Chaos around the world.
I'm just going to start putting up the barbed wire now because this is going to take a cosmic shit. It makes me nuts. It makes me nuts. I think that maybe a little bit of community, you know, maybe a little bit of not so much us and them with people inside your own neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there are junkies and there are misfits and freaks and weirdos and bad people.
Yeah.
You know, we have to kill those people and like, you know, the pedophiles and, you know, or get them out of your group so that you can have some sort of sense of community. Mm-hmm. There are good people and there are bad people and you have to have, you know. Yeah.
But to get along, you have to have a lowest common denominator of rules of, you know.
Well, you got
to
have law.
One people says you shouldn't be carrying large knives, and the other people says, yes, we should be carrying large
knives. Well, I think
what's the problem with just keeping your knives at home one day?
Well, you know, now with that particular issue, I don't particularly
have a
problem.
It's a little bit different with the knives, yes. Yeah, okay, that's just an example. But
well, I think that I believe that everybody should be armed. There's
openly
place,
armed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's that place down the States. They just celebrated 25 years crime-free, and because everyone has to have... Murder-free, pardon me.
Yeah.
Murder-free. Because everybody has to carry a gun in this town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think we're... I was just discussing that with the wife-to-be.
Oh, with the
about
fiancé.
The fiancé! About those countries that everybody has to go through the military.
Yes.
Everybody at
Israel.
A certain age.
Israel has to do it.
And it'd be the best defense force. Like, your country is not going to get invaded.
Oh, yeah. Not
it's
only
just,
that, but you're
are you going to go invade a country where everybody knows how to use a weapon very well?
Oh, yeah. It's like Israel. I mean,
no.
These guys got enough combat training. There's like 14, 15-year-old kids in Israel that know more about, you know, close-armed combat than, like, Marines, right?
Yeah,
like,
you don't want to go there.
They just grow up in war, you know? I mean, there's child soldiers in Africa who started geeking people at 6... You know, they're 14 now. They still got a heroin habit, and they've got, like, 3,000 confirmed kills. You know, like...
That makes for a polite society.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, a little bit different in Africa. But,
yeah,
you see
yes.
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, and further to that, you get a strong distaste
Finland
for,
is
for
one
war.
Of them.
Finland
is one of the countries that...
Where they have to
everybody has to go through military.
Oh, yeah. Well, Finland. Don't fuck with Finland, man. Finland went to war with the Soviets and, like, mopped them.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There was a really nasty scrap that happened with the Finns.
They're next door, right?
Yeah. Well, the Finns and the Soviets had a scrap, and they, like... Like, it was like Sparta. I'm not even shitting you. Like,
whoa.
The Finns fucking schooled them. Yeah. I'll have to find the link for that, because
yeah.
I looked at the specs. I think it's on Wikipedia. You look at this Finn war with the Soviets,
yeah.
And it was like they were outmanned and outgunned, like, 14-1, and the Finns just fucked these guys up. And you're like, dude... Yes, be happy that the Finns don't mess with you. Really,
they just
really
make good phones, and that's about it.
They make good phones?
Good phones, and keep making the phones.
I didn't know phones came from Finland.
Nokia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're the phone people. They dominate the phones.
I totally thought that they were, you know, Chinese, Japanese, or Korean or something.
Nokia. Yeah, Finland rules the world in the phone land.
Go Finns. We got fans in Finland.
I think most of Finland is employed by Nokia.
Is it?
In fact, a large majority.
Except for
of
the
them.
Army, of course.
Oh, it's yeah.
Who, you know.
Phones and military.
Well, I know that
that's
we're,
what they got going on.
I know we're big in Finland. I know we got fans in Finland. If you're a fan in Finland,
go
let
dot
us know.
Go.fi.
Yeah, that's it. Go.fi. Yeah. All right. Let's get into some. Well, wait now. We didn't cover that hate crime. No, we're talking about thought crimes.
Thought crimes, yeah.
Thought crimes. Do they exist? You know, because there are some bad ideas.
Thought crimes.
I know, it's a sticky one. It's a sticky one, but
I'd like to say no.
You'd have to say no. I know. I want to say no, too.
But in a court of law, they do. And they go, why did you kill this guy? I was acting in, like, there are reasons. Like, if I stab you with a knife, they're going to want to know why I stabbed you with a knife. What was going through my mind? Was I protecting myself? Was I protecting somebody else?
Right.
Did I just hate you?
Right.
And they have to prove one of those things. And one of those reasons is going to get you off, and one of those reasons is going to send you to jail
for
life.
Well, that's a problem with our legal system. That is what that is.
And it's all in your mind why I killed you.
That is true. I'm not so concerned about the thought crimes in that way.
Yeah.
You know, my idea for the justice, did you stab him? Yes, you're guilty. Thanks for calling.
Or, on the other hand, maybe the thought crimes you're talking about is like, that's the crime. That's it. You didn't act on it.
Well, let's say you're spreading hardcore hate. Let's say I come up with a meme, you know, some weird cult religion thing.
Yeah.
Where I'm just, you know, it's...
He's talking.
Yeah, well, I get everyone to cut up their bodies and stuff, you know, like one of these, lots of crazy religions out there. Lots of crazy religions.
Carve a cool symbol in your chest.
Yeah, you know, and you're hurting yourselves, you're hurting other people. It's just toxic. I mean, this shit is just bad.
Yeah.
But is it, you know, should we be able to say, no, dude, that's a thought crime?
You can't say those things.
Because
it influences people, and they act on what you say.
Now, if you agree that there is such thing as, like, we'll take the pedophile thought crime thing, if there was, like, some dude who was teaching that, like, NAMBLA.
Yep.
They
say it's okay.
If you've got a dedicated force to enforcing the lack of thought crimes, you have religious police.
Mm-hmm.
That's what religious police do. Religious police look after thought crimes.
Yes, they do. They shame.
That's what they... They stone you to death and they cut your fucking head off in
some countries.
In Saudi Arabia. Oh, yeah. Our staunch allies, Saudi Arabia, where, you know, women get stoned to death, women get thrown in jail. You know, witchcraft is a crime.
Look at the way they were dressed.
You know, look at how they were dressed. My God, I could see her wrist. You know, it was just,
it was titillating.
It
threw me for a loop.
Yeah, you know, and you're going to get whipped for saying titillating because it sounds too much like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's a sticky one. I wish there was a way, maybe we could overdo it with tech, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's what's going to happen with the brain scan.
Yeah.
Eventually it'll be like, you must
go through the brain scan. I'm going to show you these pictures.
That's right.
What do you think?
He goes, here's
Does
a six-year-old.
Does this turn you on or off?
Six-year-old, you know, I see that stimulating this area of your brain. Oh,
guilty. You go in this small room.
That's right. You've been deemed a security threat for, you know, pedophilic intent.
Please leave your clothes in the drawer.
Exactly, yes. Please label your clothing properly before you have the shower. Otherwise, you will never get them back.
So, we'll return them to your family.
It's a very interesting quandary. I'd like to hear what people have to say about that. Newsreel@radio.com. Now, speaking of thought crimes, no swearing laws. This was sent to me by the Saint. Listen to this. Southern Pasadena.
Bad words.
South Pasadena, California. The dream of a 14-year-old boy to do something about cussing is coming true this week in South Pasadena, California. City Council there has declared a city a cuss-free zone for a week. People will probably not be arrested, but you could be shamed into beheader behavior by the unsettling glares of residents who take their reputation for civility seriously.
Old people will look at you badly.
Well, the thing is that they've actually passed this. This was actually in city
law.
That's one of the purposes of this. What? Mayor Michael Catonia said for his city's proclamation designation first week of March as a no cussing week. It provides us with a reminder to be more civil and to elevate the level of discourse. The proclamation will be in effect until Friday for the first week of every March hereafter. South Pasadena, a tranquil city of tree-shaded cottages at the base of Mount Range, 8 miles north of downtown L.A., isn't the first to try to rein in potty mouths. Earlier in the year, St. Louis suburb of St. Charles, St. Louis,
Missouri.
Missouri. Proposed banning swearing in bars. Last year, hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons called for an industry-wide ban on racially and sexually charged epithets.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good try. But what's different about the latest push to stop saying in public words is that Jane Fonda and Diane Keaton recently discovered that we still can't say on television is that it was proposed by a 14... Wait a minute. But what's different about the latest push to stop saying in public the words that Jane Fonda and Diane Keaton recently discovered we can still say on television is that...
That
was just a bad
Who
sentence.
Who wrote this?
My mom and dad always taught me. This is what this 14-year-old boy says. My mom and dad always taught me good morals, good values. Not cussing was one of them, said McKay Hatch, founder of the South Pasadena High School for No Cussing Club. During a recent break between study hall and tennis practice.
He's a good boy.
Me and Tad were doing tennis there. And we shower together. I've cussed before. I'm not going to lie to you, Hatch quickly added. But I try not to cuss anymore. Me too, Hatch. Me too, brother. It was junior high school that became fed up with all the blue language around him. He understands why his friends use foul language. They just want to fit in like everybody else, and they don't know how. They figure if they cuss, maybe it's an easy way to do that. No, chances are, Hatch, they're sick of the bullshit. But it wasn't for him. I finally told my friends, I don't cuss. And if you want to hang out with me, you don't cuss.
Ooh, he's laying down the law here.
The smackdown.
He next went to Congress.
No more doubles with me. if you
until
cuss.
You clean up your language,
gosh,
Bill.
I missed the sir. It took a couple of years, but enough friends finally came around, and Hatch formed the 50-member club, handed out flyers,
ooh,
and called
gang.
The group's first meeting held in June 1, the No Cuss Gang. 9 months later, the No Cussing Club had a website.
Ooh, whoa. Nine months.
Slackers. Wow, you could have had a baby in that time. Claims a membership of 10,000 and boasts chapters in several states and countries. It's bigger than Cult. Hatch considers his greatest achievements, although getting to his hometown of 25,000 to become a cuss-free zone. No cussing. Catsatoti.
Do they have armbands?
Catsatoti? Catsatori? Cassiotti?
Cassiotti?
Whatever. Cacciatore.
Depends
the mayor,
if it's Italian or not.
Yeah, his name's Cacciatore. The mayor isn't surprised that South Pasadena started the movement. He noted that the city broke off from the much bigger neighborhood 120 years ago when residents, unhappy with the saloon train in the town of Pasadena, voted 85-25 to go their own way. No saloons here. Nobody's getting
no,
drunk.
No, sir.
No saloons. No cussing. No fun. No problem. By midweek, it was unclear how many people in South Pasadena knew about the no-cussing edict. A clerk behind the counter at Buster's Ice Cream and Coffee Shop just laughed and said, "That sounds pretty funny." He probably laughed and said, "Fuck you." David Solero, who manages High Life Burgers. High Life Burgers. Whoa, dude. Popular hangout near the high school, hadn't heard of it either. But come to think of it, he said, "Language among high school crowd has been pretty clean lately. The biggest problem these days," Sakiwa said, "is that kids talking too loudly."
We got to crack down on that next. Yeah. It's a slippery slope,
it's
guy.
First they're talking, then they're talking loudly, then they're saying bad things. But they're good kids, he added, and they just eat their chili fries and go home. Jeez, you know.
Slow news day?
Slow news day much. Like, there's that's Marv from Sin City. Eat your chili fries and go home. For his part, Hatch hopes his no cussing club will lead to cuss-free zones in other cities. He believes a good quality of life issue and maybe less violence if people had better behavior.
Free speech zone there, cuss-free zone there.
And here's the real
combo zone there.
Here's the quote. You have to start with the little things, Hatch said.
That's how they start.
You know,
they'll spit in your food.
And they'll spit your food if you're not careful. I went down there, a bunch of potty mouths down there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I seen them. Oh, sure, on TV, they're a bunch of nice, clean mouth kids. But you go down there, bunch of potty mouths.
Go down to that High Life Burgers, and they'll spit in your food.
They'll spit in your food down at High Life Burgers. You know, Janine, you swore, you know. Look at that sign, no swearing, no cussing. Yet back in that kitchen, total debauchery going on there. So I want my breakfast.
Dropping the F-bombs.
He's dropping F-bombs and C-bombs, and I tell you, you know.
Whatever.
Next Tuesday, man, next Tuesday. All right. So, you know, you look at that, though, and you think, well, you know, he had an idea.
Yeah.
You know,
Good intentions.
That's really nice there, Hatch.
But who's defining what a cuss is? I like the thesaurus they broke out. They used four different words for cussing.
Oh, did
it's
they?
It's quite funny. Swearing, cussing, blue language, and
Naughty words.
Naughty words. There it is.
Naughty words.
It's very funny.
Yes, very naughty.
But who's defining this naughty
the
word
church.
List?
Yeah, that would be a religious group.
Who's behind it? Follow the money.
The Pope. Yeah, it's all the
goes
Pope.
Right up to the top.
Yes, Pope.
With the pony hat.
That's right, Palpatine. The new Pope Palpatine there. Yeah. I know that he's probably a nice guy. The new Pope's probably
good
a nice guy.
Century.
You know.
Yeah.
But I can understand why they don't want guys with knives getting near him, because he's kind of scary looking.
He
sort of looks like the devil more than a little bit.
He's got that lightning power, right?
Yeah. He's you know, and you're just sort of, you know, when you
do you get the lightning power when you become Pope?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. You get to
no
be Pope.
No wonder though people want to become Pope.
Well, they dunk you again, right? That's how they determine the Popes. They baptize you, and the last guy to drown, you know, is Pope. Right? That's how it works. I personally think they should make all the cardinals pit fight. You know, so you get like war Pope.
True.
You know, combat Pope.
Well, he's got to be tough.
Well, you could have Pope pugilism. Pugilist popes. You know? I mean, we could just... There's a million places. We're going to leave this, though.
Okay. It's too much fun.
we're just going to ditch the pugilistic pope.
Moving on. Many winds and the puff of white smoke comes out the chimney.
Ooh! Yeah, he's all like, Mary Magdalene! Anyway. Man creates a vigilante robot to battle drug dealers. Now, this is a great story. Okay.
Atlanta bar owner
Rufus Terrell. Rufus, the bar owner. Rufus, the robot building bar owner, has built an armor-plated remote control robot to videotape and chase away drug dealers and other unsavory characters. like gay people.
He's got to post that on YouTube. He's got the video.
Oh yeah,
the video,
like,
of the chasing.
I want to see the look of horror on some dude's face. He's first confused, and all of a sudden, you know, oh my god, who are causing problems in the neighborhood? It looks like a Dalek. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. It looks like a Dalek.
I didn't actually see a picture of it. I should have.
Oh yeah, it looks like a Dalek.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. Late night, several times a week, Terry Powell powers up his 4-foot-tall, 300-pound device. And reaches through remote control, packed with two joysticks, various knobs, and switches. Standing nearby corner, he maneuvers the machine down the block, often to a daycare center where it costs what Terrell says are drug dealers. At the daycare center, vagrants and others who shouldn't be there.
It frightens the children, too.
It does. It does. The children stay inside because the robot's there.
The robot's
there!
The
robot's coming, Mommy! He flashes the robot's spotlight, grabs a walkie-talkie, which is used to boom his disembodied voice over the robot's sound system. I tell them they are trespassing. It's private property. They have to leave. Then they throw bottles and cans at it. And that's when I shoot them with the water cannon, and they scatter like roaches.
Water!
Yeah.
I'm melting!
I drowned those cockroaches.
Now, it's a funny story.
It's a great story.
Vigilante
justice, with a guy building a robot in his basement and just attacking people on the street.
That's right. It's only water right now.
And
put a taser on it, put a gun on it.
Oh, shit, put the new taser shockwave, area deniability, Claymore system. I mean,
the robot did it, I didn't do that.
Oh, yeah, that
was
law enforcement. Yeah, you betcha. Oh, malfunctioning. If you don't think that the anti-riot guys are running shit like this, you better think again.
This guy built this in his basement?
Yeah. I mean, and like, what's to stop any private security company from building these things?
Oh,
how do you determine who's responsible? Oh, the robot tagged you. Who was running the robot then? Oh, we'd have to look at the logs. That was 3 months ago.
I don't know.
Yeah, we shredded our documents. We don't know who was working.
Yeah, we only keep it for a week.
Yeah, sorry. Well,
just for payroll purposes, and then we shred
Well,
it.
Who was on? Well, that's not good enough. Well, you got no way of proving which one of us did it, so I guess you're
robot
fucked.
Robot did it,
yeah.
Get it all the way, that robot.
Well, who's legally responsible?
Robot rights.
Yeah, robot rights. You can deal with my Blackwater legal team, which we keep in a glass case. I mean, you know, this is... It's interesting, the kind of stuff, the questions. So that's an interesting style of story. Now, check this out. In Big Brother news... A U.S. government office in Quantico, Virginia, has directed high-speed access to a major wireless carrier system, exposing customers' voice calls, data packets, and physical movements to uncontrolled surveillance, according to a computer security consultant who had said he worked for the carrier late in 2003.
Mm.
This is Verizon. What I thought was alarming was how this carrier, Verizon, ended up essentially allowing a third party outside their organization to have unfettered access to their environment. Babak Padar, now CEO of New York-based BatBlue, told ThreatLevel, "I wanted to put some access controls around it, but they vehemently denied it. And I wanted to put some logging around it. They denied that as well."
Hmm.
Padar won't name the wireless carrier in question, Verizon, but claims that nearly identical claims are nearly identical to unsourced allegations made by a federal lawsuit in 2000 against four companies in the U.S. government's alleged privacy violations. The suit names Verizon Wireless as the culprits. Pastar has executed a 7-page affidavit for the nonprofit Government Accountability Project in Washington, which Tuesday began circulating the document, which you can download from the site as a PDF, along with its talking points to congressional staffers, handing out the Republican proposal to grant retroactive legal immunity to phone companies who cooperated with the warrantless wiretapping of Americans. According to his affidavit, Pascar tumbled into the surveillance superhighway in September 2003 when he led a rapid deployment team hired to revamp security on the carrier's internal network. He noticed that the carrier officials got squirrely when he asked about a mysterious Quantico circuit, a 45 megs per second DS3 line linking most of the sensitive network to an unnamed third party.
Mm.
Well,
this is a perfect example of why you need encryption on your communications, because you can't trust your own telephone
company
to secure your comms.
That's right. Assume it's compromised.
Yeah.
Assume it's compromised.
Everything is compromised.
I mean, this is
everyone
just,
can read your mail.
So,
everyone
you know,
can hear your voice.
And this should just be like, realistically, all the WOGs will hear that story and go, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
because there's no surprise there. Now, check this out. In Skynet news, Google has released a new Windows-only application that syncs your Google Calendar data with your Microsoft Outlook calendar. So this means... That now you can keep your entire schedule sync it up with Google.
That's so handy.
So that now Google knows everywhere you are. And you can
and
access.
And you're going to be.
And you're going to be. And where you're going to be at. Who you talk to. Who goes to your meetings. Talk about the ultimate. Hey, why don't you let us do your daytimer scheduling for you? As a matter of fact, no, we want to do that. You just let us use it.
It's convenient.
Kiss
it's
my
free.
Ass. Whoa, dude. You don't need. Like, let's get some OPSEC here. This is retarded.
Who's data mining Google? Or who's going to be data mining Google?
Who's Google going to hand your information out to? I'm sorry, they have no one enforcing the edict, don't be evil. Okay. They have no one enforcing that. I mean, it may be your mission statement, but...
Don't be evil is not legalese.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm not going to...
And these guys, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
They can keep your data forever if they feel like it. You erase it off your calendar... not erased at Google.
No.
They got a lot of hard drives going on.
You betcha. And let's say, you know, you want to fight your speeding ticket sometime. You can bet that somebody can just seize that. I mean, we already know that Verizon's got, like,
everything you've ever said.
You know, yeah. No, bad idea. Don't do that. Okay.
Secure your data is the theme.
Yeah. Don't be a litter bug. You know, look after your shit. All right. One man, one kid. And secret squirrel news. Now, listen to this one. This is a good one. The Canadian government is no longer using evidence gained from the CIA interrogations of top Al-Qaeda detainees who were waterboarded. According to documents obtained by Newsweek, the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, CSIS, the country's national security, last month quietly withdrew statements by alleged Al-Qaeda leader Abu Zabideh for public papers outlining the case against two alleged terrorist sleeper operatives in Ottawa and Montreal. So the bottom line is that they grab these guys.
Yeah.
Okay. And they smack them around a bit. You know, they have a conversation about why, you know, you decided to fight for Al-Qaeda. Now you got this bag over your head. You know, perhaps
giving them a drink.
You know, probably, you know, made some bad choices. You know, you know, taking drills and irons to people and stuff like that. So we're going to have to take away your Torah or, well, pardon me, not your Torah, whatever the holy book is, was there. The
Quran.
You know, we're going to take your book away. We're going to beat you up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you're going to tell us what you want to know or we're going to fuck you over. And, yeah. And you know, you're going to tell us what we need to know. It's only a matter of how much you want it to hurt. Get old Jack Bauer on the guy.
Yeah.
The thing is... that now the Canadians are like, no, we're not. We're turning away that data based upon our moral high ground. Are you fucking dumb? Like, are you high? If they're giving you intel, okay, that they've gained, that's a possible lead. You don't happen to agree with how they got it? That's insane. That's totally insane. I don't know. Are you in favor of this or what?
Well, that way Canada condones torture.
Torture happens.
You know? Torture. New t-shirt, torture happens.
Torture happens.
Bag overhead on the front of your t-shirt. Torture happens.
Torture happens. You know, I'm sorry, it does. Sometimes it's required. You know what I mean?
How reliable is the information gathered by torture? They're going to say anything. They're going to say whatever gets you off your back, right?
No. That's a misnomer.
Is
because,
it?
Yes, because there are methods to confirm. You do this multiple times. You approach residents. There's ways of doing this.
Yeah.
Now, personally, I'm not a fan of, you know, carving on people. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer in pharmaceutical torture.
Yeah.
What is pharmaceutical interrogation? Like, wow, you're talking to Jesus. Tell him everything you want to know. Blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you get everything out of the guy.
That'd be the best way.
That's
perfect.
Perfect. He's
no
not
harm,
fucked
no
up.
Foul.
You're not fucked up. Nobody gets... Because, I mean, if you're taking a straight razor to the side of somebody's face, okay?
Yeah.
Or you're burning his ear off with an iron, okay? Everybody loses there. Buddy's losing an ear.
Yeah.
You're losing your humanity.
You're looking bad.
Yeah, well, no, you're feeling bad. I mean,
yeah.
Holding an iron on the side of somebody's head is not good for the psyche.
Okay, yeah, you burn out pretty quick doing that for
a while. Yeah, that's not healthy. That's not healthy. You want to avoid that. So, you know, it's interesting. But the fact that Canada isn't listening to this is retarded. Now, I've got an interesting piece of Cyberpunk kit.
Yeah.
Oh, you got.
No, I don't have a statement. I can see their point. I can see their point. That's all I can say.
Oh, the Canadians' point. You can see their point.
They're not condoning what they're doing. Bad Americans torturing people.
Oh yeah, welcome.
What's a little water?
It's not.
He looked thirsty.
You're missing the point here. It's horrible.
Intel.
See,
no matter
now,
how
now
you get it.
This is the problem. See, when you start making rules in warfare, like the Geneva Convention, suddenly warfare becomes okay. Because everyone's supposed to follow these rules. And wars doesn't seem like it should be avoided at all costs because everybody plays by rules. War should be avoided at all fucking costs.
Last resort.
Yeah, it's like it's the resort.
But are the gloves off at that point?
It's not even a resort.
Is it a line? You go to war, gloves are off, do whatever you want.
Yeah, you get the job fucking done. War is a question of will. If you have more will than the enemy does, you will win.
It makes sense. Why wouldn't you go all the way? Well, if you're holding back on one
because
thing,
your
right?
People,
that makes sense.
Because you wind up with people who are basically retarded monkeys who think that, oh, there's some moral high ground here and la la. No, 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 no. All that failed. We need to win, okay? And that's,
but, yeah, because if you say, well, if we don't do this horrible, horrible thing, we're going to lose the war.
Right.
Oh, well, I guess we lose the war because we don't want to do that because of our morals.
And you sort of sit there and go, wow.
Maybe we should have done that.
You've committed suicide on a national level. Like, what are you doing? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And, you know, that's the other thing.
I can see both sides. That's the
unfortunate
part.
Well, it's like the Palestinian thing. You know, it's like the whole Palestinian thing.
Yeah.
You know, the way I see it is that Israel got attacked by Egypt, Syria, and the other guys. Mm-hmm. And they kicked everybody's ass, and then they took the Gaza Strip. If you get attacked by three fucking countries, you stomp their ass, and you have a right to take some of their land. As far as I'm concerned,
yeah,
yeah, you know. Yeah. And it's
you won. What do you want here?
Well,
the prizes.
I mean, you know, they didn't start that shit. They got attacked from three. Well, the UN put. Look, dude, they were sitting there. People attacked them. They kicked everybody's ass. They took the Gaza Strip.
Yeah.
I think the Israelis have been exercising an unbelievable amount of restraint. Really. Mm-hmm. For them to be going on as long as they have. This has been going on for 40 years. Well, you don't think any of these Jews over there just sat down and said, you know, let's just roll on these fuckers. You know, seriously. That came out of some rabbi's mouth. I mean, he probably said a bunch of prayers, forgot, and said, yeah, felt bad about it and stuff. But, you know, you got to think.
Brought up at the table.
What would King David do? Really, you know, what would be the religious thing to do here? They fucking stomp them. They put these people to the sword. Have they done that? Well, you know, leave. Fuck off. We don't want to kill you. You know, I don't know. I side with Israel, personally. That should be okay. Cyberpunk kit.
Yep.
This is an interesting watch. Now, the website I've linked to with this thing is a spy website where they have a spy kit.
Ooh, those are cool.
No, this has got
you
got to
dig through the crap.
No, this has got
bit.
A lot of good stuff. This watch here it's sold as a 1 gigabyte USB watch, but it doesn't look like a USB watch.
No,
it looks like a regular
plain.
Watch.
Yeah.
But here's the trick. It plays in MP3, WMA, WAV, everything else. 2.5 ear jack built into the watch. It comes with earbuds. It's got a built-in microphone.
Nice.
Okay, now here's the cool thing.
How you use it, right?
It's how you use that. With 1 gig worth of space.
That's a lot.
You've got 18 hours worth of audio recording.
Yep.
Right now, the recharge on this bad boy says it can play for 5 hours. So I don't know if it's recording takes as much power as playing or what.
I think recording takes a little bit more because it has to encode it.
Yeah. But that's a really good idea to just, you know, before you go into a meeting or whatever, you just turn your watch on. And you got your downloadable.
Well, you got your backup to review the. Oh, after the meeting, review the notes, you know, so you can hear what happened.
Or if somebody threatens you or something like that, you've got
that's
it on
right.
tape, you've got blackmail material. I mean, it's very, very spy.
Handy.
You know? Now, there's another one on the same site where they got a nine-hour version that records, it's 512. It records up to 9 hours.
There you go.
Of audio. Now, I'm thinking, does that mean the power is good for 9 hours or what's going on?
Go for the high power one.
Yeah.
Depends on your meeting lengths, I guess.
Well, the one's worth 1 gig. You know, so you could use that as your data backup. I mean, it's a good place to keep extra data to places that don't look like they have data. You know, I mean,
they need to come out with a Bluetooth one that automatically transmits it to your, like, laptop that's nearby.
Oh, hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. That'd probably use, like, huge juice.
Yeah, it would, actually, yeah.
But here's oh, my God, I'm almost out of time for the show. Okay, today's daily hack is a Windows Firewire hack. It shows you how to hack Windows passwords over Firewire. Got sent in from the boom.
Ooh, wow.
Amazing.
Nice.
I got no recommend yet, but that's all I got for today. So don't worry, I'll be back next week to make sure you get the news you need to survive. It's been a free podcast brought to you by the Walks. Who cares? You cannot donate, distribute. But if you can donate, please do so by the top by going to the Dark Atlas website, clicking on the link on that page. If you can't do that, send an envelope to Rant Media Studios, Box 18121, 1215C, 56 Street, Delta PC, Canada, V4M2, M4. No digital baptism except for super cool Second Life place here by name, Hunker Downs. Go find it. I wanted to thank the Army Flying Monkeys for making their assistance in gathering data for Newsreel. If you have any information you'd like to get to me, you can reach me at Newsreel, N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L, at RentRadio.com. If you like music and background, check out some Psytrance. I'm not going to fade out with anything because I'm out of time.
Remember, everyone, we will never defeat the enemy if we're at each other's throats, so we better all get on the same time, learn how to polish some boots, and perhaps clean a rifle.
Got anything to add to that?
No, it's good.
Outstanding. So until next time, hey, that's what server said. End of line.